Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chaf Hei. This is the last daf of Tavshin Ayin. Last daf of Tavshin Ayin, Be'ez Hashem, the next time we meet will be on Tzom Gedalia. My guess will be that it will be two daf. I don't think it's going to be Tzom Gedalia morning for the Slichus, so it'll probably be Sunday night. Sunday night we'll probably maybe do two dafim. We'll work out the exact time, but we'll figure it out. I don't think Motzei, the 3-day Yontif, the Azer Kenegdo, it'll be more Kenegdo than Azer at that time, if I try to give a daf that night. So, but by the Hashem, it'll be Sunday night. Hopefully we'll have the two into the new year. Okay, so the last thing we were discussing before the two dots of the Chaf Dal and Mabez was the discussion of the Chashash Revia of the Umos HaOlam, and we quoted the Tosfos, just to talk about that for a minute, where Tosfos quoted, even though the Gemara says that a cow cannot have a baby when the baby is less than 3 years old, but, says Tosfos, that happens every day, happens all the time on our farms. So answers Tosfos, the V'yesh Lomar, in the middle of Tosfos Para, V'yesh Lomar, Devandai, Ato Nishtane Ha'eis, Mikamosha Haya Bedaris Arishonim. Right, times have changed, says Tosfos. Kamo beinunisa durda to amrina peperkelim petrefus kolchivya de brisa hachi islahu. When it talks about it there, I quoted the Tosfos in Moed Katan. There was a certain type of fish that was poisonous, and now we eat it all the time. The Tosfos says. So again, this is a sugi that comes up in many different places. If you look in the Encyclopedia Rufuit by Rabbi Steinberg, it's translated by my father into English. So there he quotes that there are various. There's various applications where you find Ishtanu Ativim. It's 20 pages here on Ishtanu Ativim. Changes, he says, you find it even in the Torah, and then some allusions to it. First of all, you have the Machlokas Rambam Ramban related to the time of Bereishis and Noach. Was it, people lived till 900 years old, and then 500 years old, and only 175 years old when it comes to Avram Avinu? So, Ishtanu Ativim. Right there, we see Nishtanu Ativim. Various changes in nature after the deluge, the reduction in human intellect over the generations, Neskanu Adoros, another sugya, changes in the size of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, right, the Chazal talk about. But again, there's all the sources that if one would want, related to this, a Meneches for 2 years, again, that has halachic implications in terms of when a woman has to fast regarding bris milah. A major aspect of the mitzitza sugya is an issue of nishtanu ativim. Or do we say that? The Gemara says one has to do mitzitza because of sakana. What happens if there's a sakana to do mitzitza? So does that take away the whole issue? Do you have to still do it? And how does one do it? Pepeh, lo pepeh, with a kli? So again, all of this. Or, I'm just skimming, chereshot of a katan, the concept that a chereshot of a katan are lav b'nei das, and therefore they're pater from all mitzvahs. The first shuva that Noda Yehuda talks about. So again, now we know. Did the Cheresh and Shota, did they change? Or do we now know that they have certain types of intellect? We just couldn't communicate with them earlier? So again, these are all cases where the Mefarshim talk about this context. And I think I quoted this morning, but again, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes in Hilchas Biker Cholim, Cherem HaKadmonim, a Cherem of the Gaonim, that one is not allowed to use medicines from the Gemara Bizman Hazeh. A, because we have no idea what the medicines are, and the types of measurements, and the exact way to mix them. And also, Nishtanu Ativim, who said it's going to work for us? This is a Cherem. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes, not to use the medicines, all listed in the Perak Misha Achzu, and Gittin, and other places. That's what we don't do. And the Sugya of eating fish and meat together is another area where it comes up. Again, even though it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, then it kind of, any type of Nishtanu Ativim, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But if it's not, just the concepts, so then we would apply this concept in various forms. Okay, two dots on Chav Dal Amabes. So we just quoted earlier, before the two dots, one of the psukim that we brought up, and we asked, how could we accept the animals of the Umos HaOlam? So one of the psukim was brought up with the cows that came back carrying the Urin from the Eretz Plishtim. So the pasuk says, Vayasharna haparos baderech al derech Beit Shemesh. The paros, the cows, were sharna. So we might have said, what does that mean? It just means yashar, they went straight. They went yashar, vayasharna. My vayasharna, what does that mean? Amru b'yochanam shiri meir, sha'amru shira. They sang. The cows sang. How'd they sing? In Beit Shemesh. Wow. Amazing daf to do. Erev Rosh Hashanah. For Rav Zucha bar Tuv Yom Arav, she yashru pineyem keneged Aron v'amr shira. They looked at the Aron, they turned around their heads, and they sang shira. And we're about to see what Shira they sang. If you look at Rashi on Shmuel, if you look at the Rashi on that word, Vayasharna, Haretevazu Androgynous. Rashi says, this word is an androgynous. Why? Melamet, why? Because Vayir is a Zachar Lashon, and Na at the end is an Akeva. So it's Zachar, it has a Zachar and an Akeva in it. Melamed, to teach me, Sha'af HaVlados HaYomim Shira. Right, even the Vlados inside. And then it says, Lafi Pshuto VaYashar NaLashon Yashar. Derech Yashar HaYuHalchos. Okay, they went straight back to Beit Shemesh, back to Bnei Yisrael. But that's what the Radak says, but that is what Rashi says here, Yashar. So anyway, so said they sang Shira. What Shira did they sing? Umay Shira, Amru, Amr, B'yochan, Amshir, B'meir, Oz Yashir Moshe, Uvenei Yisrael. They said Oz Yashir. Said as Yashir, Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar, Vamartem Bayom Ahu, Hodu Hashem Kiru V'Shmo V'Chulu. Rabbi Shimon Ben Malkish Amar Mizmor Yasma, the orphan Mizmor, Mizmor Shiru Hashem Shir Chadash Ki Nifloos Asah Shil Yimino Zera Kacho, that we say every Friday night. Why is this called the orphan Zemer? Rashi says on the first wide line, Shlo Huskar Shem Amro. Doesn't start off with an Asaf or an Eitan HaEzrachi. The problem is that many Mizmorim don't have a name. Something unique about this one. It's Tzarechi, and exactly why it's called. This one is called the Yasom. Rebbe Lazar Omar, Hashem Malach, Yirgazu Amim. Hashem is great. The nations will fear, because the nations started fearing when they went back. Reb Shimuel Bar Nachmani Amar, Hashem Malach, Yoslavesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Roni Roni Hashita. Hisnofefi Barov Hadarech. Hamechushekes Barik Mizav. Hamehulala Bedvir Armon Umefura Ba'adi Adoyim. Again, Psukim from Tehillim, different types of a Shira that was said. Interesting question. The Ritva asks, wow, the cows sung Shira? Why isn't this in Pirkei Avos, one of the 10 Nisan that were created by Nishmashas? Right, Bilam's donkey is there. So why isn't this there? Asked the Ritva. Pirish, Vamu Shira says the Ritva, Pirish, Balashan HaKodesh Mamish. Vizeo Shenech L'Gumah Amru, Omashal Omanu Zeb Emishas Avos, Emshar Nisim, Lufisha Kvar Hiskiru Pi Ha'aton, V'hu Av L'Kol Kayotzeba. It's included. There are Avos at Toldos and Nisim. So the Av is the Bilamon, and this is included. This is doesn't have to have its own section, its own statement in the Mishnah. If you look at the Ben Yehoyada, has other explanations why this is not listed in the Mishnah. He says, I heard B'Shem the Ritva. He didn't have a Ritva. I heard B'Shem the Ritva, that the Ritva asked why this isn't in the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. And he quotes the Ritva, that it's included in Piyaton. V'nira Kavanasa. First he explains the Ritva. De Oso Koach, Shenivra, B'Shvil Ha'aton, De Bilam Shedibra Bo, Hu Atzmo, The same koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a koach at Beit HaShemeshos for animals to talk, for animals to have intellect. He created a certain koach, so it only rested on certain animals in history. So it rested on the Piyaton, maybe it rested on the Nachash, right? And then it rested on these. It's the same koach. The Ana, that's the number one. The Ana Avda, B'siyat Deshmai, he quotes others. He says, what is this, why is this not included? So the second answer is that there's a little kitrug that came out of this nes. It wasn't purely tov for Klal Yisrael. Why? Chazal already say, ki min ha-shira shel ha-paros yasa kitrug gadol al Yisrael, achin is galgal davar zesh energum Yisrael chamishim elef ish, shkolechat shokol kishivim ish. Why? Sha'afilu ha-paros shein behemos. Kibdu es ha'aron, lomar shira lechvodo, v'yigidu ha'shvachim shalo, ki mefurish b'shirasam, v'yisrael lo kibdu es ha'aron shahaya. Right, but Esau didn't give the proper cover when it came back. That's why there was tragedy that struck. So that is number one. Number two, the other pshat is that maybe this shira doesn't really mean shira, even though it has a lot of different opinions, so it sounds like it has to mean. But he suggests that maybe it's, as we know, perek shira. Zu Ashir Shashara Paros ain't a chidish, Ika Pirki Shira. Mikol Chayas to Behemos for Ofo Shomrim Shira. They all say Shira. The Krenkana Malacham Amuna, Mina Paros, Chana Befiem, the Huom Haya Omer Shira, the Niran Advarm Yotzimi PM, the Ena Element of Malach. He says it appeared that it was from the cow, but it really wasn't. It was really the Koach. Ach Dvarm Shedibra Ha'aton, Shame Enam Divre Shira. That wasn't Shira, that was an actual conversation. That was a nace. All animals sing Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their own way. So this was just a quantitative higher level of Shira, so to speak. So it's nothing different than any other animal. But when it came to the Ason, that was a conversation. That wasn't just a Shira. So that was out of the ordinary. That was a nace. Those are the answer of the Ritva and the two answers of the Ben Yehoyada. We continue. Rav Ashi, five lines up. Rav Ashi, I forgot to mention, by the way, the Parsha Shifra Azinu is up on OU.org, and the little Sicha that we had before, Slichas, is also at the bottom of the page, when you go to the Parsha Shir, about the Tzibur and Yachid. So it's there too. Rav Ashi, Masdi Lalahad, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Ashi quoted Rav Yitzchak, this last pasuk that we quoted in Tehillim Tzad, the Gimel, he quoted it on... as follows. Ready? Quote as follows. Aha. Vayhi b'tzoa ha'aron vayomer Moshe. Kum Hashem Yisrael ma'amru. When the Aaron moved, Moshe said, Kum Hashem. What did Bnei Yisrael say? Amar Reb Yitzchak roni roni ashita. So he said this pasuk. V'chulu. Amar Rav. Keman karu parsoi l'safra devir. Once we're talking about words that are somewhat difficult to understand. So Rav says, why do the Persians, where do they get it from, that they call Svarim Dvir? Well, I mean, hacha, they get it from a pasuk in Shoftim. V'shem Dvir lefanim kiryat sefer. So you see, there's a connection between the word sefer and the word Dvir, so that's why the Persians call it. First, I'm talking about the Persians get things from Lashon HaKodesh. Do we care about where Persians get their language from? Okay. Next, Amar Rav Ashi. Keman karu parsoi lenida dashtana. Where do the Persians, they call, when a woman is a nida, they call it dashtana. Mehacha, from the following, because it's a Rashi Teva, it's ki derech nashim li. As Rachel said to her father, and I can't get up, derech nashim, that's dashtana, derech nashim. It's a little bit of the no tree cone, as Rashi says. Viter, another discussion of what a pasuk means. Vayidom Hashemesh, Vayareach Amad, Ad Yachim Goyvav. Once we're talking about Nisim and Navi, so we're talking about this Nase, and why is it here? Again, Rashi says on top. Because before we had a machlokas between Rabbi Chi and Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni about the pasuk of Vayasharna, so now we have the same people arguing about this pasuk. But again, therefore, Avodah Zarah Chafhei becomes famous, because it talks all about Yeshua stopping the sun. Or stopping the Earth's orbit around the sun. In the battle, Yeshua stops the sun, as it's called. Halohik suva sefer yashar, and it's all written in sefer yashar. Why is it called Vayidom? The sun was silent. So Rashi explains, maybe with the Gemara that we just had in the background, because when a sun goes around the Earth goes around the sun in its normal orbit, that's a shira. That's a song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when the sun and the earth, everything stops, it's as if it's silent from its shira. That's why the pasuk uses the lashon of vayidom, right? Ksuba sefer yashar, ma'isi sefer yashar. What does that mean? What's sefer yashar? So various pshatim. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, zu sefer Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. This is the sefer of the avos. Shenikru yasharim. The avos were called yasharim, and therefore sefer brachos is the sefer, that's where it's ksuva sefer yashar, the sefer of the avos. Shenikru yisharim shenamar, as Bilam said, tamas nafshi mos yisharim. I want to die the death of the yisharim, the death of the avos. They had such a nice death. They had a gevia and then a vayesa v'lamav. So Bilam yearns for that death. It's amazing. I saw one of the achronim ask, you know, Dafka, Bilam was the one that called them yisharim, but nobody else, no Jew called them yisharim. So he asked the arachama. The whole Sefer Brachos is called Yesharim because Bilam Arasha called it Yashar. So he quotes, because it wouldn't be any gavus if a Jew called the Avos Yesharim. Of course we think they're Yesharim. To have a non-Jew, to have Bilam Arasha call them Yesharim, that must be a compliment. Bilam hates the Avos, and he dafka calls them Yesharim. So that reflects that they really are great when the enemy gives a compliment. He doesn't quote it, but it's a connection. We quote Bilam another time, right? Very right. Matov Alecha Yaakov. The first thing we say in everybody walk into shul. It's what the Torah Tzmima writes in his Pirush on Siddur Baruch Shomer on the first page. Matov Alecha. He quotes the first thing we say every morning is quoting Bilam Arasha. That's the first thing. So he says, you know why? He says Ezu Chacham Aroes Anolad. So he gives a drushy pshat of what is Roes Anolad. Don't look at the molid. Don't look at the one who says it. Look at the Nola. Just judge the idea for its own value inherently. If it's a great idea, so then take the idea. Matovu, nolad. The nolad, what comes out. That's his pshat of why we, how we're allowed to. It's a great pshat. Great pasuk. So even though Bilam said it, we don't care that he said it. So that's not here. Here it's bedafka we use Bilam as the compliment. But that's another example where Bilam, a pasuk in Shiraz Bilam, or the bracha of Bilam, plays a prominent role. Okay, back to the Gemara. Veheicha remiza. Where is this hinted to? Where in Bracious? Right, it says it's this nace that Yeshua did is written in Sefer Yashar. Where in Sefer Yashar? Where in Bracious is Yeshua hinted to? So, what other parsha would it be in? Vayachi. Vizaro yem alo agayim. Right, Yeshua was from Ephraim. And by Ephraim it says, his zera should fill the gayim. His zera, the fear of his zera. The fear of Ephraim, meaning the fear of Yeshua, will fill the everyone. When the sun stopped for Yeshua. Next. And the sun is a pasuk in Navi, even though it says the sun stopped in the middle. Obviously, if we know now that the earth revolves around the sun, you know Yeshua ben Nun also knew that. And in Tanakh, they knew that too. Tanakh was divinely written, and every word of Tanakh was divinely written. So we have to understand this, that it appeared to them as if the sun stopped in the middle of the day. And it didn't move. How long did it stop for? Various opinions. 24 hours it stopped for. Azal Shis, it went 6 hours, and then it got to the middle of the sky. Vakam Shis, and it stayed there for 6 hours. Azal Shis, it went another 6 hours. Vakam Shis, and right before it left, another 6 hours. So it was out, it was up, from the horizon to horizon, 24 hours. Kula milsa ki yom tamim. That's the pasuk. It says like a whole day. Like a whole day. Right? It could be that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop nature, you got to start it again at the same time tomorrow. So it doesn't throw everything else off. So you have to have a 24-hour period to do that. Rebbe Lazar Omar, shlosha v'shis, no, 36 hours. Ozo shis v'kam tresar. Ozo shis v'kam tresar. It moved for 6, then it stopped for 12. Move it stopped for 12. Amidaso kiyom tamim. It stopped for a complete 24-hour period. Therefore, you can't count the extra 6 hours of its moving. Moshvor barachveni amar arba mushmon at 48 hours. Ozo shis become tracer. Right, it went for 6, then it stopped for 12. Ozo shis become esrim barba, and then it stopped for 24. So 48 altogether. Why? Shenemar v'lo atzlavo kiyom tamim, and it didn't go like a yom tamim mechlal d'meikar lav kiyom tamim have. Bashar beforehand, it wasn't like a Yom Tamim, meaning that's why the second one was 24 and the first one was 12. Okay, all different pshatim, what it was, which we're going to have other pshatim as well in a minute, which we will read. If you look in the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, which is an underused sefer, it's really a fascinating work, one of the earliest works of Torah Shebaal Peh that we have, and it basically quotes stories from all of Tanakh and adds in a lot of illustration, a lot of other details that we don't have. Rashi quotes Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar in various places on Chumash. So in one of the last prakim, chapter 52, Perek Shnayim V'Chamishim, in Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, it quotes, Shiva Dvarim Mofsim Nivru Ba'olam Shlohaya Kamosan. Seven wonders of the world. Shiva Dvarim Mofsim Nivru Ba'olam. The seven wonders of the world, that there's nothing like them. Number one, Avraham Avinu being saved from the Kipshon HaEsh. And everybody saw, Shlohaya Kamahu Miyom Shenever Ha'olam. Number one. Number two, there was nobody ever had a baby at age 90. Until Sarah had a baby at age 90. And number three, it continues. Number four, we mentioned it at Parsha Shir last year, nobody ever got sick in the world. They just sneezed and that was it. Yaakov Avinu, all of a sudden, he was sick. Right, that was one of the mofsim. It never happened up until that point. Right, number five, what is it that Kriyas Yamsuf? Number six, Miyom Shenivru Shemayim Va'aretz Hayirech Lakochavim Amazalos Olam Lahayir Al Aretz. The Einon Ma'ar Arim Ze'em Ze'. Not the constellation, the sun, the moon always did what it was supposed to do. Ad Sheba Yoshua Va'asa Milchamtan Shel Yisrael. Until Yeshua came. Why did Yeshua stop the sun and the moon? Why did he stop everything? So here it adds in, Ve'erev Shabbos Haisa. It was Erev Shabbos. V'ra'a Yoshua b'tzarasan shel Yisrael shelo yechavelu es haShabbos. He saw the Jews wouldn't want to be mechal Shabbos, so he stopped Friday. Right, like the Rebbes. It was Shabbos here, it was Shabbos. It wasn't Shabbos where my Rebbe was. They stopped Shabbos. Interesting, I saw some of the posts, halachically it wasn't Shabbos. Halachically after it came, more than Shabbos? Amazing. But that's what it says. But he saw Klai Yisrael didn't want to be Mechal Shabbos. Right? So the Mepharshim say, Mechemes Mitzvah. What's the problem? Mechemes Mitzvah. What was the worries? The Marsha says. No, because if you look in the Navi, it wasn't a pure Mechemes Mitzvah. It was really to defend and to save the Givonim. Right? It wasn't Dafka, right, who they made the treaty with. It wasn't Dafka Lahat to for their own. So maybe that's why they didn't feel it was as much of a Mechemes Mitzvah as it should have been. But that's the Pirkei Dor Balazar, that it was Erev Shabbos. That was added in. Okay, weiter. Ika da Amre bitosefta pligir b'shua ben Levi. Omar Esrim Ba'arba, 24. Azul Shiz Vakam Tracer. Azul Shiz Vakam Tracer. Amidasuk Yom Tamim. Just different sheetahs. Rabbalazar Omar, Shloshim Vishesh. Rabbalazar is the one that says 36. Azul Shiz Vakam Tracer. Azul Shiz Vakam Tracer. Vakam Esrim Ba'arba. Vilawas Lavok Yom Tamim. Shimon Achmeni Amar, Arba Mishmona. Azul Shiz Vakam Esrim Ba'arba. Azul Shiz Vakam Chavdalid. Makish Amidasola Biaso. So the last one is a little different drasha. Ma Biasok Yom Tamim, just like it's going was a Yom Tamim. Afamidasok Yom Tamim. So too, when it stood still, it was a Yom Tamim, and therefore it was equal at the time that it was all together as it went and the time that it stopped. If you look at the Malbim on Sefer Yoshua, the Malbim says part of the Nes was that the rest of the entire universe kept going. It was just the sun that stopped. That was amazing. If you stop everything, you stop everything. But that's what made the Nes amazing, says the Malbim. Okay, Tana. Says the Gemara. Kishem sh'amdolo chabal Yoshua. There were three people in history that stopped the sun. Just like it stopped for Yoshua, kach amdolo chamal Moshe, ulanak dimon en Gurion. It stopped for all three. Yoshua, Moshe, who we're going to have in a minute, and nakdimon en Gurion. Now, who is nakdimon? You got to remember this from Tinus. Tinus, nakdimon en Gurion, was the one that during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a terrible drought, and he promised one of the Caesars that if you give us some water, so then I promise you that these 12 huge cisterns are going to be full of water by such and such a day, by the end of the day, by Shkia. And it was a drought, there was no rain, and it was the morning of the last day of the, I think it was a loan, and they gave him water, so he says, okay, pay up. He's like, I have all day today. It's like, pay up! What is it going to rain today? It hasn't rained in 6 months. It's going to rain today? So, and he came back in the afternoon, he says, pay me! He says, you pay up, you have to give me whatever, tons of money, because the water, they're not filled up. So he says, no. He says, I still have half a day. So as the story continues, it was already almost Shkia, and he goes into the shower, and it's the Caesar goes into the shower, and it starts pouring. He goes into the Beis HaMikdash and daven for it, starts pouring, and then after he comes out of the shower, Nakdim Ben Gurion goes back and says, they're all full. The king's like, oh! But then he says, it's after sunset, it's too late. So Nakdimon davened, and the sun came back out. The sun came back out, and it was daytime already. And the king's like, whoa. Right? But that's Nakdimon Ben Gurion. That's the third one. So you have Yeshua, Moshe, and Nakdimon Ben Gurion. That's a nice Gemara to do again. Do it over Rosh Hashanah. Daf Yutess, I think. Yutess Chaf in Tinus, right? Rabbi Rashi quotes where the Gemara is. Right? Yutess in the base. It goes over to Chaf Manav. Yoshua Krai. Yoshua is in the Psukim. Nakdimon Ben Gurion Gemara. Right, that's a Mesorah. L'moshe minalan. How do you know the Moshe? Asya achel achel. It's a gzera shava. Ksev hacha achel teis pachtecha. It says by Moshe, I will put the fear in for you and others. The ksev hasam. Yeshua achel gadelcha. For b'yogin lamar asya teis teis. It's different gzera shava. Ksev hacha achel teis pachtecha. The ksev Yeshua b'yom teis Hashem esay amori. Again, a gzera shava. M'shro mar nachmeni amar. Migufei tekra sham esleh. You know, you learn it from the psukim. From Moshe itself, Asher Yishmun Shimacha v'Ragzu v'Chalu Mipanecha. They'll hear about you and they'll be scared. Emasai Ragzu v'Chalu Mipanecha. When Bishah Shamdu l'Chama l'Moshe. When the Chama stood up for Moshe, so that is when the nations would fear him. Period. Meisvev Lo Hayek Yomahu L'Fanav Acharav. It says that there was never a time like that. What do you mean? Moshe did it before him. Nakdimon did it after him. Right, it wasn't for so many hours. It wasn't for so many hours, so that was the nace. Vibayasema Avne Barad Lohave. Nobody else had stones of hail coming down at the time. Dirsiv, Vaihi, Binusam, Ibnebene Yisrael, Hebamar Beit Charon, when they were running away from the Jews, Vashem Hishlachalem Avanim Gedolos Benashamayim Arazeka Vayamusu. By the way, it's only about 20 minutes from here in Emek Ayalon. Right near Shalavim. Go see some of those huge boulders over there. Maybe those were the ones that fell down from Shemayim. Right about 20 minutes from here, the Gemara comes alive. Period. Ksiv vayomer lolamid bnei Yehuda keshes hineksuv al sefer hayashar. Again, a reference to sefer hayashar, as David HaMelech says his kina for Shaul. Right. So my sefer hayashar. What is the sefer hayashar? What is it referring to? So above we only had one shot. Now we're going to have three. Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba. Amar Reb Yochanan. Zeh sefer Avraham Yisrael Yaakov shnikru Yisharim. They're called Yisharim. Tchsiv behu tamus nafshi mos Yisharim usehi achrisi kamahu. Right, so it's Sefer HaYashar is Sefer Bereishis. Again, once we Sefer, you can't do Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Hei without saying over the Netziv Hakdama to Bereishis, that Netziv and his Hakdama to Bereishis says why the Avodah is called Yesharim. A Yashar is somebody who, even though he hates a person's Avodah and cannot stand, and he despises what a person does, but he respects him as a person. And he's still a person, and he's still Tzelem Elokim. That's Avraham Avinu. That's even one of the Al-Chaits in Yonah Dioma. One of the Al-Chaits that we say is Sinas Chinam baseless. So some of the Mepharshim say is because we hated the person and we didn't hate the view that he had. Right? If you meet somebody who has a very different political view than ourselves, you're like, you can't talk to him. We get like so worked up. We get so worked up and we're talking to somebody. That's the view. If they're a fellow Jew, they're a fellow Jew. Okay, if they're endangering, the lives of other Jews, okay, then you have to really be strong in our convictions. But still, if somebody's a Jew, somebody's a Jew. So that's what the Netziv says in his Hakdamah to Bereishis. Yashrus. Well, who did Avram daven for? Sodom? They were the anti-chesed. Right, what'd they do? They had rules. If you do chesed, we kill you. And Avram was davening that they should stay alive? That's a yashur. And where is it hinted to that Lulame Bnei Yehuda caches that the Shevet Yehuda is going to use a bow? Do Yehuda atah yoducha achecha yadcha baref yadecha ba'oref yadcha ba'oref ayvecha. Right, it says it in the first pasuk is in Vayechi and yadcha baref yadecha ve'izehi mechama she tzricha yad keneged oref. Which kind of war or warfare has the hand next to the back of the neck? Havi Omer Zekeshes, that's a bow. So you know later on, David HaMelech says, Bnei Yehuda fight with bows. So you know, the Pasuk back in the Torah also talk about they fight with bows. Why is the hand next to the back of the neck? So Rashi says, when you pull the bow back, and your hand's over here, right? So it's kind of like in proximity to the back of the neck. That's Rashi. The Marsha does not like that. The Marsha does not like that. The Marsha says that an oref is you see the back of a person. And if somebody's running away from you, the only way you can get them is not with a sword. Only get them with a bow and arrow. So the oref is of the enemy. That's how the oref, is referring to a bow and arrow, because if somebody's in front of you, you take a sword. If somebody's running away from you, then you take a bow. That's the Rashi and the Marsha. Rabbi Elazar Omer Sekem Shat. Sefer Yashar does not mean Bereishis, but Ezu Zeh, Sefer Mishnah Torah. First by Midbar. I'm sorry, Dvarim. Dvarim, Mishnah Torah, Dvarim. Via my carole Sefer Yashar. Why is Dvarim called Sefer Yashar? Tachsiv, because there's a pasuk. Vasizar Yashar Vatov, and Hashem. It's a pasuk about doing Yashrus. Pechar Amiza, and where is in Dvarim is it alluded to? Yadav Ravlo? Right, again, in the. It's got to be in Vayachir Zos Habracha, right? Those are the two parshias that we're going to look at. What type of weapon requires two hands? A bow. Reb Shlomo Nachmani Amar says Sefer Shoftim. Third shot. Sefer Shoftim. So David is referring to Shoftim in Shmuel. Why is that called Yashar? Dichsiv b'yam mahem ein melech b'Yisrael ish hayashar b'inav yase. It's called Yashar in the negative sense. Everybody does whatever they want. Whatever they want, the Hechav Ramiza, and where in Shoftim is it alluded to that Yehuda is the one that does the fighting? L'mandaz Doros b'nei Yisrael l'lamdam l'mulchama. Right, the generations will be taught melchama. Veizu melchama shesricha limud. What type of war needs limud? You don't need to be taught to take a sword and stick somebody. Havi Omer Zekeshes. That's a bow. Ominolan to be Yehuda. How do you know that the beginning of Shoftim is talking about Yehuda? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says that. In the beginning of Shoftim, they asked, Mi yalo lanu elakanani li lachim, who's going to go first? Betchila, who's going to go first? Bo. V'yomer Hashem, Yehuda yale. Right, Yehuda went first, that's how you know they're the warriors at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim. Period. The Marsha, again, has three dayas, right? So it's either Bereishis, Dvarim, or Shoftim. Says the Marsha, I understand if it's Bereishis, because the whole Sefer is about the Yesharim, so it's called Sefer HaYashar. in Shoftim. The whole Sefer is about when everybody did whatever they wanted. So it's called Ishkol Yashar. It's called Sefer Yashar. Dvarim has one pasuk with the word Yashar in it, so it's called Sefer Yashar. Why is Breishis called the Sefer of Bara? Because it has the word Bara in it. Like, because you have that word one time in the whole Sefer, it's called Sefer Yashar. Marsha says there's got to be something deeper. The Marsha says no. Vasisa Yashar Atov, as the Ramban, he doesn't quote the Ramban, but it's like the Ramban says on that pasuk, Vasisa Yashar Atov means a certain type of way of life. Being a Yashar person, going Lefnim Mishur Sadin. He says, whenever you find this pasuk in Chazal, it's talking about Lefnim Mishur Sadin. Dina de Bar Metzra, as we discussed, selling your field to a neighbor first. Various halachos of going Lefnim Mishur Sadin. Many mitzvos throughout Sefer Dvarim, says the Marsha, has to do with going Lefnim Mishur Sadin. Okay, so that's it does represent a leitmotif throughout the Sefer, not just one pasuk in the middle of in Vaschana. Okay, let's continue. So we continue darshaning a third pasuk that is machlokas between these two individuals, what it means. So we got into this because we spoke about the singing cows. Then we spoke about the Yeshua stopping the sun. And third, we're talking about another pasuk which they argue about. Vayarem atabach es ashok. This is talking about in Perek Tes where Shaul is about to be introduced. They just asked for a king. Shmuel went to get him. He's making a feast. Vayarem atabach es ashok. The butcher picked up the leg of the thigh of the animal, ve'he'olecha, and what was on it. Vayasim lefnei Shaul, and he put it in front of Shaul. My ve'he'olecha, what does that mean? What was on the thigh? Three different opinions about what part of the animal was also there. Rabbi Yochanan Amar shok va'alya, refers to the tail. My ve'he'olecha, the mismacha shok la'alya, the thigh bone is kind of connected, and it leans on the tail. Rabbi Lazar Amar, shok v'chazeh. It means the shok and the thigh and the breastbone. The breast, the meat of the breast. Mai v'ha aleha, de machis v'lechazeh ilaveh, de shok, ki baya nufei. Because whenever you want to wave them by karbanos, you put the chazeh and the shok together. Uman filay, and that's what he says, it's what goes together. Rashi points out, this wasn't really a real chazeh v'shok. Right, because a chazeh v'shok goes to a kohen. Shaul wasn't a kohen. Shmuel wasn't a kohen either. Shmuel was a levi. Right, they weren't kahanim, so it just means this part of the animal when you have them together. Right, Bez Hashem in a couple of months, November, it's when the kachim chazi v'shok is given by every carbon shlamim. I bring carbon shlamim, I have to give the chazi v'shok to the kohen. The zeruah l'chayim and keva, I have to give to the kohen from every chulin animal that I shecht. Chazi and shok, I have to give from every shlamim animal. But here it just alludes to it, doesn't really mean that this is that carbon. Reb Shmuel bar Achmeini Amar, shok v'shofi. Talking about the shok and the shofi, which is the tip of the thigh bone. Mai v'ha aleha, shofi lavei the shokoi, it's on top. It's unconnected. So again, it's a machlokas, what exactly was given to Shaul. Okay, end of that discussion. Back to what it said in the Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah say? Again, at the beginning of the parak, back on Daf, Chaf, Beis. The Mishnah said you can't stable your animals in the pundakos of Ovdi Kachavim because you're worried about Revia. Second line, a woman can't have yichud with them because they're chashad al arayas. So some of you might have been thinking about this question. The Gemara asks it. What kind of case are we talking about? You can't have the yichud with a guy, and you can't have yichud with a Jew either. So what are we talking about? So b'mayas kinum, what's the case here? Ilema b'chad. What are we talking about with one man? Dichvas agabi Yisrael mishari. What, a Jew would also be also with one woman and one man with a Jew is also also this Rav Yichud. But now we learned in the Mishnah in Kiddushin. We're going to have Gemaras about this later also in this Pesachta in the Lamids. Bezrat Hashem lo yisyachid ish echadim shtei nashim. A man can have Yichud even for sure with one woman, but even with two women. Two women and a man, that's an Isra of Yichud. Ela b'tvasa. It's got to be three. It's got to be three. Three women and one man. Again, there are different levels. What's the Araisa? What's the Rabbanon? When was it enacted? We will talk about that by the Shem in about 12 days or so. Dechvasa gaba Yisrael be prutzim mishari. But if you really want to have a parallel, right, we're looking for a case that it's usher for a Yehudis to do this with a Nachri. But it's got to be something that's mutted for a Jew and also for a guy, because that's what we're having what's parallel. What would be the chiddush of the Mishnah? So, but if you're paralleling it to the Umos HaOlam, so you'd compare it to a Yisrael Paritz. And the Chvazak HaYisrael Beprutzim, and if you have a Yisrael who is suspect in his illicit behavior, Mishari, is it even mutter with three people? Vatznan, the Mishnah says a kedusha continues. Aval isha achas misyachedus mshneina anashim. One woman can be misyached with two men. V'amar v'yehuda meshmo lo shana lebekshayrim. Aval beprutzim afilu asaranami lo. Doesn't matter how many if it's prutzim. And my sahi, there was even a story. V'hutziuhu asar b'mita. There were 10 people who wanted to be with a woman, 10 men, and therefore they pretended that she was dead. And they put her in a coffin, they brought her out, and then, so you see that when talking about proofs, it doesn't matter how many people are involved, right? You're worried. So, lo tzricha, so what's the case? Be'ishto imo. His wife is with him. So his wife is with him, so by a man, by a Jew, that's mutter. But wife is with him. So by an ovika chavim, ain't ishto mishamarto, of a Yisrael, ishto mishamarto. Right, wife keeps track. Big sugya of, there in Mesechus Kedushin, there is a concept of ba'al ba'ir. Ba'al ba'ir. If the husband's in the city, then a person could have yichud with a person's, in certain cases, with a person's wife, if the husband could walk in at any moment. Is there a concept of ishto ba'ir? Because the language of Chazal is just ishto imo, not ishto ba'ir. Is it enough to have, is there a parallel concept by having yichud with a man, if ishto ba'ir? So it's not in the Gemara. It's not in the Gemara here. It has ba'al ba'ir and ishto imo. So this is the issues of yichud. So again, it's let's just go to the two dots, then we'll say something about Yichud. Okay, fine. So we said, you know what, this is an issue of Yichud because you're worried about some type of znus. What about Shvichas Damim? Aren't they Chashash Shvichas Damim? Remember the Meiri that we mentioned a number of times already. We're talking about a society where there was really this Chashash. And again, not too long ago, many, many times in our history, right? If a Jew went in private with a bunch of non-Jews, there was Chashad. Right, a Jew is the lowliest lowliest of society. Rachman al-Islan, even in our certain places where Jews cannot go with logically with for their own protection. We're talking about a chashuv woman, a woman who was close to the government. The mirsa simina, so they're scared of her. See, but there's not going to be any shvichas damim there. Ravidi Amar, a different shot. Isha klei zayna alei. A woman has her weapons on her. What does that mean? By women, we're worried about znus. And once we're worried about znus, we don't think that a man will be mezana with her and then kill her. We don't think that. We think it can just be mezana with her. If her weapons are on her, right, a woman is, in that case, knows how to protect her life. My benaya, what's the nafgamina between what answer you get, why we're not worried about shrichas damim? Ike benayu, isha chashuva bein anoshim, v'she'ena chashuva bein anoshim. If she's chashuv amongst the men, what does that mean? That means she's pretty. Ve'ena chashuv bein hanashim, but she's not, I'm sorry, the opposite. She's chashuv bein hanashim, like the government, but amongst women, like comparatively to women, she's not. Meaning she's not so beautiful, but she is chashuv amongst the government. So Rashi explains, if you say the reason is that isha chashuva, then in this case, isha chashuva, so then she's also protected. There wouldn't be a problem if shrichas damim. But if you say it's kli zayna aleha, so maybe here there wouldn't be a chashash because she's not such an isha yafa. So therefore, maybe you would be worried about shrichas damim in this case. Tanya kavasi Ravidi Baravin is a proof in a brisa to Ravidi who says that when we're just worried about znus and not shrichas damim, ha isha afal pisha shalom ima, even though peace is with her, then it sounds like she's always protected. Her life. So you see, he's not worried about shrichas damim, like Ravidi said, because isha kli zayin aleha, only worried about harayos. Interesting. I saw a piece of Maimar beginning of in the Otzer HaPoskim set. They have a one whole volume on yichud, Torah HaYichud. So there in the Hakdama, the author discusses that yichud, on the one hand, is part of the larger framework of all the isurei kreva of harayos, the isur of negiya and the isur of ri'iya, certain things we're not allowed to look at, certain things we're not allowed to smell. The Shorana talks about if I go over to Dafka to smell the perfume of a woman, but Dafka to try to be nana, that's also, all the chushim of ours have protection. The koach hadibur, how we talk, shmiya, what do we hear, kalisha, right, shog the whole Gemara in brachas, right, so all of these are gedarim and siyagim, and all of them seem to be, as we know, related to it will lead, Rachman al-Islan, to some type of problematic behavior. It is problematic because it's going to lead to it. But he says, it seems like from Yichud that it's somewhat different. Because, let's say they're just, if somebody, two people fall asleep. Is there an Isser even if they're not even aware that there is Yichud? So if you look in the Poskim, it talks about Yichud even b'shogeg. Yichud even b'shogeg. Nira levar inyan Isser shel Yichud. To who shonim mishar Yisuri krevet harayos. De ethimis yachdusam b'makam Yichud who Isser Torah. Belishim krevas harayon. Even though it doesn't lead to any, even though you're not thinking about anything. V'raya diyesh Isser Yichud afilu kasher hamas yachdim yishenim. Ubazehu sug isur miyuchad bemino. Veinadoma lezvel shar isur ekreva. This is kreva havirak kashiyish kiruv rayon, where it's getting close. And he says, furthermore, why are all the isurim of kreva usur for a husband and a wife when she's anida, except for yichud? It's the only one. It's the only one that's mutter. So you might say, because it's impossible. How are you going to live life if there's an Isra of Yichud when the woman is Anita? So that's one answer. But the other answer is that maybe because it's a din, it's not a din in just in Kreva, that it might lead to something. Yichud is more of a din in the Makom. Okay, we don't have time to go through the Makoris, but it's more of a din in the Makom is Mechayeh, that these two people can't. But once you're married, once you're in that unit, so then the whole Isra is Paka. The whole Isra is Paka in that context. That's his Chiddush here in the psicha to the Sefer Torah Seyichud. We're just related to this, and then we'll go on. And then we'll continue. Oh, the Meshech Chachma, I didn't say. Okay. Meshech Chachma, you could just look. Meshech Chachma, I forgot, in the Hagdamah to Shmos, he talks about the Moshe and Yoshua. How were they able to stop the sun and the moon? He talks about how the sun and the moon also are Baalei Bechira, but they reach the level that they have no Bechira, because they have such a clear vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe and Yoshua, once they reach that level, then they had power even over the sun and the moon. So he talks about that. They look at that a couple of pages in the Meshech Chachma. But the Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo in Chelik Aleph, Simen Laman Hey, Oz Dalid, he asks, is there Lifnei Iver on Isser Yichud? Is there Lifnei Iver? That's his piece here. And he talks about Isha Shabailanim Sabi'ir, a woman whose husband's in town, Elisha Tosav Achasha Shalach Liracheres. She doesn't know that he's in town. She thought he's out on a business trip. But he's really in town. So Mistaver Dieshbi Gavna Isser Yichud. Afilum Imamasyachid Yodea Shabal Kenim Sabir. What if the guy knows that the husband's in there? I just saw him at the office. He knows there's no Isser of Yichud. So does he have to tell the wife that, by the way, your husband's in town? That's why I'm being Miyachid with you. Is there Lifnei Iver? Here it's not even the Avera objectively. So he says, what happens if I give somebody a piece of meat and they think they're eating treif? Do I have to tell them that it's kosher? Do I have to tell them? We have the other way. If I think I'm doing an Avera, right? The Gemara talks about it. You have to chuvim for that, like a Nazir. Right? A woman who made a neder and the husband was made for it and she didn't know about it. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have to tell. You have to make sure people don't think they're doing anything wrong. And he says, let's say you give somebody food and they don't know if you didn't take a Shumas or Maestros. They don't know if you're an Ish Naaman. You got to tell them. Because even if somebody is doing something that is they're not sure if it's wrong or not, but it might be wrong, but you know it's not wrong, you have a chiyuv to tell them. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman said, and in this case, the man would have to tell the woman that, by the way, there's no aveira here. There's all fascinating sugyas in Yichud, important sugyas. Comes up with adopted children, major discussion in the poskim as the children get older, and other issues as well. Okay, we'll leave that by the Shem to talk about it at a later date. Two dots. Let's finish this up. Says the Gemara, Luz Yachid Adam Imahen. A man, the third line of the Mishnah said a man cannot be misyached with the Ovdei Kochavim. Why? Shechashud l'nashvichas damim. A woman, Znus comes first, and then we had the other answers in the Gemara. But a man shouldn't be misyached with them because chashud l'nashvichas damim. Tanur Rabbanan, Yisrael shouldn't be misyached with Ovdei Kochavim baderech. If a Jew is walking down the street and he sees an idol worshiper walking next to him, tovo liyamino, he should always make sure that he, the Ovdei Kochavim, is on the right of the Jew. So just in case the Jew has to protect himself, he has his right arm ready to go. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, unclear whether he's arguing or just modifying. Besayif, if the Obed Kochavim has a sword, Tofel Leimino. So then he should be on the right side of you. Why? Because the non-Jew will have to, the Obed Kochavim, will have to reach over to his left side in order to get his sword, right? And the Jew will be able to protect himself and not let him get up. Unless, of course, he's like Ehud Ben Gera, and he's a lefty. But Makel, Tovul Smola, but if he has a stick, then he should put him on the left side, because a stick is kept on the right side, it's in his hand, and that's the way you have to protect. Hayolam b'maylo yardim b'yirida, whenever you're going up or down a slope, lo yeh Yisrael l'mata v'kohon l'mala, never have him up. El Yisrael l'mala v'kohon l'mata, the Jew should always be above. Right, protection. Va'al Yeshuach Lefana, never bow down in front of him. Shema Yarutz as Gulgalto. Maybe he'll smash in your skull. Okay, you see what type of a society we're talking about. Sha'ulech and Holech, if he ever asks you, where are you going? Yarchev Lo'asaderech. Tell him farther than you're really going. Kederech Sha'asa Yaakov Avinu Le'esav Arasha. Like Yaakov told Esav. He told him a place which he never was going to go to. Dechsev Ad Asher Avo El Adoni Se'ira. Fiksev Yasin Yaakov Nasa Sekosa. Yaakov went to a different place. Period. Maisa B'tabidi Rabbi Akiva Shayhocham Lechsev. One time the Tabidi Rabbi Akiva going to Ksiv. Pagu Ba'an Listim. Amru Lehen La'anatem Hochim. The Listim didn't want to bother them totally then. They said, where are you going? Amru Lehen La'akov. We're going to Akko. Kivin Shigia Lechsev Pirshu. Right, once they got the Ksiv, they separated and they disbanded. Amru Lahen, and I guess the bandits found them at a later date, but they weren't able to steal from them then. Talmidei Miatem, whose students are you? Amru Lahen, mi Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Amru Lahen, Ashrei Rabbi Akiva v'Talmidav, Shlopaga ben Adam Rami Olam. That's a great chachma your Rebbe gave you. Rebbe taught you because, you know, it's a internal protection. Okay, we'll stop here, and we should all together, again, continue, Be'ez Hashem, that we should have another year of Shnas Bracha and Limud together and growth together in this worldwide web that we have the schus of using technology to be able to learn together each and every day. It's an amazing schus that we have. And we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to creating such a way to be to share Torah together. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength every single day to continue to keep doing the daf and keep getting the most out of the daf. And Be'ez Hashem, less than 2 years, Be'ez Hashem, until we get to start again. Okay? Be'ez Hashem, we'll stop here.